This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the backlog of retirement claims at OPM ballooned last month. The State Department gets serious about cybersecurity. And there's a new portal on usajobs.gov for prospective interns. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Friday, February 17th, 2023. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Office of Personnel Management's backlog of retirement claims climbed by more than 3,200 in January. OPM received more than 12,000 claims and only processed about 9,000. The inventory of backlog claims is now at the highest level since October, with almost 25,000 claims. OPM says it typically took 93 days in January to process a claim, up from 85 days the month before. Longtime intelligence community and Defense Department leader Jennifer Hay takes over as the new principal deputy at DOD's Directorate of Digital Services. The directorate is made up of software developers, data scientists, and engineers who procure commercial technology and recruit tech workers for DOD. Kelly Fletcher, State Department's new chief information officer, says the department has gotten serious about cybersecurity in the past few years. At a Billington cybersecurity fireside chat, Fletcher says around 80% of their systems use multi-factor authentication, up from 20% a few years ago. She also said the State Department started using cybersecurity scorecards. These increase transparency by showing agency leaders how secure their systems are and where they stand in relation to their peers. Agencies have new instructions from the Biden administration to advance racial equity. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports.
A new executive order tasks agencies with providing yearly updates on their equity action plans. Agencies also have 30 days to ensure their equity teams are properly set up. Biden says agencies should also work to better incorporate feedback from underserved groups when making changes to federal programs. The new executive order builds on a separate order to advance equity that Biden signed on his first day in office. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
An upcoming proposal for federal IT employees narrows the pay gap with the private sector. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The Office of Personnel Management approved a request for a special salary rate for federal employees working in IT and cybersecurity positions, but the agency still needs to finalize some specifics. Generally speaking, early and mid-career federal IT employees would see the highest pay increase. Many would see a more than 20% pay increase if their agencies implement the SSR. The Veterans Affairs Department says in a memo that all covered personnel in its Office of Information and Technology would see higher pay under the SSR. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
DOD's move toward zero trust receives a key building block. Federal News Network's Jason Miller explains.
Version 5 of the Defense Department's Cybersecurity Reference Architecture shifts the design principles toward a data-centric approach from the old network-centric approach. The DOD Chief Information Officer recently updated the CSRA to guide the modernization of cybersecurity through the integration of zero trust principles. The goal of the reference architecture is to serve as an enterprise-level guidance for establishing threshold cybersecurity capabilities to support two strategic outcomes. The first is an integrated deterrence. The second is to gain advantages enabled by procurement planning alignment. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Cybersecurity leaders are looking forward to a new framework update from the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday has more.
NIST is updating the cybersecurity framework for the first time since 2018. Some of the planned additions to CSF 2.0 include a focus on cybersecurity governance, as well as more examples for how organizations can implement the framework. During a workshop hosted by NIST this week, several cybersecurity leaders supported updates to the framework, including Federal Chief Information Security Officer Chris DeRuscia.
It's been a crucial piece of how we organize and assess how agencies are doing.
NIST plans to release a draft of CSF 2.0 this summer, with a final version expected early next year. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
You're listening to the Federal Newscast. A new cross-agency group will help defend critical technologies from foreign theft. The Justice Department launched a disruptive technology strike force this week. It's led by DOJ's National Security Division and the Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security. The strike force's goal is to strengthen supply chains and protect critical assets from being swiped by nation-state adversaries. A bipartisan bill lifting pay caps for healthcare workers at the Department of Veterans Affairs is headed for a Senate floor vote. The Senate VA committee advanced the VA Careers Act, which would set higher pay caps for VA physicians, podiatrists, optometrists, and dentists. The bill would also expand eligibility for more healthcare staff to be reimbursed for professional education costs. Senate VA Committee Chairman John Tester and Senator John Bozeman say the bill will help the VA recruit and retain healthcare workers as the agency brings more veterans into its care under the PACT Act. A new portal on usajobs.gov may make it easier for agencies to connect with candidates for federal internships. That's the Office of Personnel Management's goal with the new one-stop shop for prospective interns. There are currently 150 open internship positions posted to the portal. The launch of the internship portal also builds on recent guidance from OPM on increasing early career opportunities at agencies, including guidance to expand paid internships. The Air Force wants new ways to win battles, and they want airmen to come up with a plan. Airmen with ideas for Agile Combat Employment, or ACE, should submit them between February 21st and May 22nd. This year's challenge focuses on two key areas: delivering combat power while rapidly transitioning to a wartime footing, and operating in a highly contested environment. Airmen whose ideas move forward in the Vice Chief's Challenge will be paired with members of the Air Force headquarters staff to help convert the ideas into reality. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Friday, February 17th, 2023, I'm Peter Masurlian.